This Shabbos is called Shabbos Hagadol. Why does it have this special name? And why is this Shabbos given such prominence in Hilchos Pesach? The Shulchan Aruch devotes an entire Siman Tav Lamed, to this fact that the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos Hagadol. What's so important about this Shabbos that the Shulchan Aruch makes such an issue out of it? We know that the Torah explains that the Shabbos is called Shabbos Hagadol because the Korban Pesach and Mitzrayim had to be set aside on the 10th of Nisan. The Medrash says that Yetzias Mitzrayim was on a Thursday, so the 10th of Nisan was on Shabbos. When Klal Yisrael set aside the sheep to be a Korban and the Mitzrayim asked them what they were doing, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them to bring the sheep as a Korban. Although the Seh was the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim, they didn't respond to Klal Yisrael, they didn't protest. And because of this nes, this great nes that happened on Shabbos, says the Torah, that's why Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos Hagadol. From the Torah, it sounds like it's called Shabbos Hagadol because of the nes Hagadol, the great miracle that occurred on Shabbos. But perhaps we can explain a bit differently. The pasuk says in Parashas Kisavo, Vayisham Lagoy Gadol Otzum Barov, that Klal Yisrael became a great nation in Mitzrayim. And Chazal explained, what does it mean by Hisham Lagoy? Melamed Shehayu Yisrael Mitzuyanim Sham. It teaches us that Klal Yisrael were distinguished in Mitzrayim. Mitzuyanim Sham, Shloshinu Es Shemam, Es Lashonam, Malbusham. They maintained their language and their names and their mode of dress. That's what it means by Hisham Lagoy. They were unique. They were a special nation. They were different than the surrounding culture. This is our girsa in the drash of Chazal. But the Avodram and the Tashbeits and their Perushim on the Haggadah Shel Pesach, they have a different girsa in this drash. The Melamed Shehayu Yisrael Mitzuyanim is not going on by Hisham Lugoy. Rather, it's going on the word Gadol. By Hisham Lugoy Gadol, they were distinguished. What does the distinction of Klal Yisrael have to do with the word Gadol? The Rav explained that we find that sometimes the words Gadol and Katan don't refer to physical age or to size, but rather they refer to other things. The Mishnah, for example, above Messiah and Daf Yudei says that Messiah's b'no b'itu aktanim hare elu shalom, that if a person's children have a Messiah, they find something, but they're ktanim, then the Messiah belongs to him, it belongs to the parent. But Messiah's b'no b'itu agadolim hare elu shalohen, if children find a Messiah when they're gedolim, then that Mitzvah belongs to them. When do we define the child as a Gadol? When do we define him as a Katan? The Gemara on Yudbeis Amid Beis quotes one opinion that lo Gadol Gadol Mamesh v'lo Katan Katan Mamesh elo Gadol v'samach al Shulchan Aviv harei ze Katan Katan ve'eno samach al Shulchan Aviv zeo Gadol. The Katan and Gadol in the context of Mitzvah are not a function of the age of the individual, but rather they're a function of whether he's financially dependent on his father. If he's dependent on his father, if he's samach al shulchan aviv, then he has the status of a katan, even if he's bar mitzvah, even if he's the age of a gadol. But for this halacha, for the halacha of mitzvah, he has the status of a katan, and his mitzvah belongs to the father. But if he's financially independent, he's not samach al shulchan aviv, so even if he's below bar mitzvah, he's what we call a katan, but for this halacha, vis-a-vis mitzvah, he's a gadol, and his mitzvah belongs to him. Said the Rav, we see from here that sometimes we define a person as a gadol if he's independent. And this is true not only if he's financially independent, but even if he's intellectually independent. If he's not affected by his surroundings. Someone who's a leader, who's not a follower, is called a gadol. In Parashas Bereishis, the sun is called the Ma'ar HaGadol, while the moon is called the Ma'ar HaKatan. Why is that? Because the sun is an independent source of light, while the moon simply reflects the light of the sun. At a bris, we give the parents a bracha that zeh hakatan gadol yeh. Our tefillah is that this baby, who right now is so dependent on others for his very well-being, one day he'll become a gadol. He'll become self-sufficient. Self-sufficient in his learning. Self-sufficient in his attitudes on life. He won't be affected by the negative influences of the outside world, so that he'll be able to transmit the Mesorah properly to the next generation. He might be a Katan now, but we hope that he'll be a Gadol in the full sense of the word. He'll be independent of the outside world. He'll be self-sufficient, and he'll have the kochos, he'll have the ability to transmit Torah properly to the next generation. This could be the deeper meaning behind why Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. when Klal Yisrael took the sand, tied it to their beds, and stood up to the Mitzrim, and weren't afraid, that showed godless. It showed that they felt independent, they weren't subservient to the Mitzrim anymore. And that was the prerequisite for the Cheres of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Klal Yisrael should demonstrate that they were ready and willing to act as Bnei Chorin. They were no longer beholden to their Egyptian masters. That's why Shabbos HaGadol is such an appropriate hakdama to the Yom Kippur Pesach. Because in a sense, the message of Pesach, the message of Yitzias Mitzrayim, is that we have to break out of all of our limitations, all of our mitzorim. We have to break out of Mitzrayim. We can't be meshubed to our physical drives and desires. We can't be meshubed to the lifestyle of the secular world that surrounds us, or to whatever constraints we have that prevents us from achieving our spiritual potential. The message of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that to be a true Ben Chorin, a person has to be a leader. He can't just follow the crowd. To be a true Ben Chorin, a person has to be ready to act like a god. Chance.